Years ago, a successful businessman asked his doctor, who happened to be a Christian, "Doctor, I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't eat. I can't sleep. My conscience bothers me night and day." "Oh," the doctor said, "you're talking to the wrong physician." And he pulled out his Bible and read from Isaiah 53, verse 5 to be exact. "But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed." They both knelt together in prayer, and the businessman went home rejoicing in his salvation. You know, it wasn't that long ago when there seemed to be more of an understanding of the interaction between our spiritual conditions and our physical circumstances. People were more perceptive to the fact that not all sickness had a physical root. Actually, some physical illnesses begin as spiritual problems, showing themselves through our physical bodies. In Mark chapter 2, we see a paralyzed man carried to Jesus on a stretcher by four of his friends. He wanted to be healed. But when they arrived, Jesus' first words to the men were, "Son, your sins are forgiven." That reaction didn't make sense, especially offending the local religious leaders, to whom Jesus replied in Mark chapter 2, "Why are you reasoning about these things in your heart? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and pick up your pallet and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home." Jesus understood that for a person to be completely whole, they must be healed both physically and spiritually. That was the purpose of the cross, to bring complete healing to the world and to each person individually.